welcome to the Alan Brazil Lockdown Podcast. Here we go. So I hope you had a beautiful Easter weekend. Of course, it's so different, dear, oh dear. And how long this is going to last for is beyond me. I'm baffled, to be honest. But look, we've got to make the best of it, and we have to. And to be honest, there's been some beautiful pluses, hasn't there? You know, I've got a dog, Hugo. He's now between 10 and 11 months, just about 11, I think. And he thinks it's his birthday. You know, I've got my middle daughter here at home. I've got my wife, Jill. I've got Hugo, and it's brilliant. We're walking every day. He's loving it, absolutely loving it. And how long that's going to continue for, we just don't know. So I've been getting up to a lot of, not a lot of things, but in the garden. You can't just lie. By the way, I'm out in Suffolk, on the Essex-Suffolk border, which is, I'll be honest, at the best of time is beautiful. Very flat, but not where I am. We've got a little bit of hills, rolling hills, countryside, sort of between Ipswich and Colchester, and not too far from Sudbury, if you know that part of the world. So what we've been doing, we've been cutting grass, we've been chopping trees. Basically, the wife, she loves a garden, so she's been out there all the time and just walking. Some of the walks we've had, got to know one or two of the neighbours that we didn't really, you know, we've never seen before. They're out gardening. We've kept her distance, of course. My other two girls, Michelle's got three of her own, three beautiful 6, 4, and 2, so she's kept them well away from us, because my youngest girl is a doctor. And she's in the Suffolk Hospital. So she's, at the moment, she's a no-go. She'll come and say hello. She might bring some veg she picks up on her way home, but keeps well away from us, the other side of the garden wall, and just says, everyone okay? But we're more concerned about how she is, not how we are. So, and she does think maybe the next few days in Suffolk, it could get a little bit worse as well. So we'll wait and see. I'm not really into newspapers at this time, so I'm looking at my phone for news, and I see poor Tim Brooke Taylor died from the goodies. He played regular as a Bobby Robson golf. I didn't realise he was 79, but God bless, he's left us, and also the great Sir Stirling Moss. He's been ill for some time, so I'm not sure we can blame it on this shocking deadly virus. And I was telling, I remember Mike Parry, I was telling Porky, the other day, I bumped in an old doctor friend of mine who looked after us in the surgery up at East Bergholt. And a lovely man, polite. I'm not sure his origin, where he was from, but his name was Dr. Ayash. And he was, I think he was 76. So he'd retired, was loving it. I bumped in him in shopping in Waitrose, the other side of Ipswich towards Felixstowe. And we just nod and say, how are you, Doc? Great. And he looked really good, comfortable, you know, in his sort of, his retirement gear. And he nodded, smiled. I think his daughter was with him. But it was just lovely to see. And then, lo and behold, yesterday my daughter comes back from Ipswich Hospital and says, you won't believe it, Dad. Dr. Ayash couldn't have this. He went back in, went on the front line, went to help out in the hospitals, and it's killed him. He's gone. He's left us. So, do you know what? We've just got to take each day as it comes here, the way things are. The Prime Minister, by all accounts, he nearly died. He's come out of it. So, look, it's going to hit us somewhere, sometime. So I suggest we just try and get through day by day and enjoy the sunshine, by the way. I know it's different in all parts of the UK, but down here, we've had, honestly, I took a picture of myself and showed you. You think I've been in Miami for 3 weeks. It is really, really beautiful weather. And today's been 26. So anyway, down to a bit of business. Over the Easter period, I don't know about you, but I've been eating too much. I'm not used to breakfast, lunch and dinner. And there's a bit of lamb. Here we are. As I talk to you now, it's Easter Sunday, a bit of lamb. Mind you, I watched Countryfowl today, very early. I was up early. And there's the newborn lambs. I'm like, oh, God, I'm not that hungry anymore. But anyway, as soon as it comes on the plate later on, well, it's, that's a tradition in the Brazil household. We do have lamb on Easter Sunday. And what do you wash it down with, or what do you start with? Well, a few people have already texted me, say, come on, you're always talking about being out. restaurants. I'm not a fancy drinker, by the way. I do love a bit of champagne. If you got the Grand Prix or if you go somewhere special, it's someone's birthday, yeah. And I have overindulged a wee bit because I've been stuck in my garden for nearly 4 weeks. So the champagne at the moment I'm having is a bit of Bollinger, but I want to talk to you about red wine. Because I'll be having a glass of red. And the red wine that I've found, by chance, by the way, is there's a very, very nice pub restaurant, the Marquis, and there's a chap who delivers, Tim, who delivers the wines to them. And I'm one of these guys, when I've got a nice wine, I don't go searching for better, or, you know, as long as it's not too expensive to drink regular. And I'm talking about if you want a glass of wine on a daily basis, or a bottle every 2 days, something like that. So it doesn't have to be crazy money. And the one I really like are the red at the moment, because one of my doctors said to me, if you're going to drink and drink wine, drink red wine. I said, really? He says, yeah, there's not as much sugar as white wine. Whereas my kids, my wife, they love a bit of Gavi, but we'll do that another time. So I'm on the red at the moment. There's two reds I want to talk about. The one in particular is the Crusher. Now, this is from California. It's a wine, a red wine. It's got rose petal. And there's a bit of black tea by all accounts in there, which I don't really get myself. But what there is, there's a beautiful bit of spice there, a bit of peppery spice in there. Now, it's aged in French oak, so you got to be careful, because French oak is like, I don't like Chardonnay when it comes to dry white wine. It gets a bit too rich for me. In other words, Montrachet, if you ever hear people talking about Montrachet, is beautiful. Montrachet is gorgeous. But if you have too many, the oak, it makes you feel a little bit, or it makes me feel a little bit, ooh, I feel a bit sick. So you got to be careful with French oak, but this is perfect, right? So it's in French oak for 10 months. It gives it an oaky, smooth finish, and it is. It's got black cherries as well. You smell it. Now, this is not crazy, but you got to be careful. It does catch up on you. It is around 14%, right? 13.5%, 14%. In fact, might be just a touch stronger. And the last wine I used to drink, which I loved, but that's for the winter time, would be Amarone, you know, a heavy Italian red. Well, this is California, and this is certainly, alcohol per volume is up there, but it doesn't feel as heavy as Amarone. It doesn't catch up in you like Amarone does. So you should try it, and with a bit of lamb, it would be beautiful, a little bit of mint sauce. Try it. It's called the Crusher from California. It's a Pinot Noir. And I think, off the top of my head, around 13, 14 quid a box. It's not cheap, but it's not one of them crazy French or Italians, you know, really, really heavy, where you might pay 34 or 35 quid. And if you go in a restaurant, you're paying double that. So I suggest, if you get a chance, online, have a look. It's the Crusher, California. Crush some for me, but I'll be definitely having a bit. Also, just on the reds, is that there's another easy drinking red I like. And when I go, I don't know if it's on TalkSport or on radio, when I talk about Etrusca, there's a lovely Taverna Etrusca, which is, if anyone knows the city, it's between Bow Lane, which is between St. Paul's and Bank Station. And it's the original Bow Bells. It's not in the East End of London, people tell you it's not. Bow Bells is off Cheapside, between St. Paul's and Bank. And there's a beautiful little lane there with little shops, little bars, the Bow Wine Box. Next door is Etrusca, Taverna Etrusca. And there's a beautiful courtyard. And they do a Primitivo, a red wine, and that again is not over the top. Primitivo. So you can come to London and you don't have to spend a fortune if you know where to go. So listen, if you enjoy a little bit of podcast, we'll call it the lockdown. It's the wine podcast. We'll touch on a few bottles. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to drive you mad. But listen, have a great weekend. The weather's nice, so enjoy. And pray God we'll be out of this soon. But just slip a little bit of Crusher down with you when you have a nice special occasion. It's beautiful. Cheers.